What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The sun is finally starting to rise. It rises just before 7, and it sets at like just before 7:30.
Yeah, it got me last night. Last night was one of those nights where I was sitting outside watching the boys in blue play a little baseball. Big win yesterday for the Royals. How about that coming out firing here in the last couple of weeks of the season? And then all of a sudden, I went back inside to do something, came back out, and I'm like, oh man, it's like only 7:15 and it's starting to get that kind of that twilight out there. And then it got a little bit darker and a little bit darker. I'm like, damn, we are officially in fall. And then it's 95 degrees. So make up your mind. If it's going to be 95 degrees, we need to get the sun staying up till 8:39 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's going to be
write a letter about that.
Going to be a heat wave for the next like 7 days. Ooh, I think even next week it's in the high 80s. So
I'm okay with that. It's when I see 95, I'm like,
slate Saturday.
Saturday. No, we have the Italians in town, so we're going to hang out with them for most of the day on Saturday. Take them over to Smokehouse, get some lunch, get some stuff for the game, get ready to tailgate. And then my wife and I have something to do on Saturday night. Sunday it's supposed to be, I think it's going to be hot at the game, man. Like,
hell yeah.
Like 95 degrees and whatnot.
On Sunday?
So, yeah.
It's take your neck fans.
It's going to be a barn burner out
there.
Wear
a big hat. I'll be on the sidelines, so no sun coverage.
You have one of those hats?
You got to get one of those hats.
You can get it at Target.
Yeah. I wear one all
PBR.
The time.
Yeah. You're talking about the big, like...
It's a bucket cap.
Yeah, like a bucket. Yeah.
But they have, like, the straw ones at Target, and it has... PBR drinky. Yeah,
you don't want that. You get a nice like Adidas hat or something and you wear that on the sidelines. Get yourself a bucket hat. Like they'll like REI. You should probably go there or someplace like that.
No, I really should.
Hiking.
What
hats.
Are you gonna do on the sidelines?
I'm holding. I don't know how to say. It's a
parabolic mic.
Okay, parabolic. I just keep calling it parabolical mic. I don't know.
So paralyzed.
You guys
mic.
Didn't learn that in college? Like we had to take classes on the different kinds of microphones.
I mean, I'm sure we
and
did.
Whatnot.
But yeah, I just. Didn't
Mel
really
Mack went
that.
To the University of Tennessee where they taught you how the SEC football reigned. Remember, we did all the classes.
Yeah, Mack. That's right.
That's
did
exactly
you take underwater
right.
basket weaving
I
there
did not.
At Tennessee?
Did not.
I took a class. It was like strictly on microphones, but I don't really remember the parabolic microphone.
Yeah, I don't remember
Is
that.
Is that the one that hangs over?
It's like got the big half, semicircle around it with just the tiny. Yeah. Do you see those guys? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's the parabolic. Yeah.
So if I get ran over, we'll have the audio.
My buddy did one of those for like a class at KU. And I don't know if they still do it, but at kickoff for Kansas, they would be like, rip his effing head off. And he would turn it towards the
Oh, that's
section.
Good. Yeah, I like that.
And they'd be like, microphone 4, please do not aim that.
Well, you're
going to
be on the Eagle sideline.
Well,
you know where I'm going to be, so you may point that mic right by me.
Yeah,
I'll get you on the broadcast. Yeah, I'll start yelling some stuff up there. Yeah,
he doesn't play here anymore.
Yeah, I'll get on the broadcast if you want me to. Tell him what in Philadelphia about this game. But you got to get a bucket hat. You got to wear your sunscreen. I'll give you the European sunscreen too. Put that on so that way you don't get burned.
Bullfrog
down there on the field. now that stuff's garbage. You got to get the stuff from Europe. It protects you against 36 different things. The American sunscreen only protects you against like 16.
Wow.
True story. My daughter is as pale as it gets, and she wears sunscreen all the time and will still burn. She puts the European sunscreen on, nothing.
Damn.
Yeah,
yes, give me a little bit of that.
The Italians are bringing some more when they come because they tried to ship it and it got sent back.
I mean this in the most polite way. I hope there's a sideline pass and they catch it and you get wiped out.
But you're fine.
Yeah. Spec said the same thing.
But you're fine.
No, he'll have a knee injury. He'll blow out his Achilles, not his Achilles, but his ACL or something like that. Yeah.
Like you,
and it'll make our job a lot harder. So don't work for that.
No,
come on.
I think I still got it. I think it would also be great if, like, let's say you're on the sideline and the quarterback throws it away. And all this blank talk that Bob gives you about running routes in the parking lot.
And you catch it.
You just drop the parallel mic and you just pull up your hand and snag it.
Snag.
It's like, bring me that arm! You know, like from Rookie of the Year.
Chiefs Twitter, like, hey, could he run our routes?
Yeah, look at that guy. He must be fast because he's tiny. No, I've seen him in the parking lot, okay? He's not very good. He doesn't get in and out of breaks. His cuts are a little off. He rounds off his routes.
4940. Let's go.
He can't play the X. Yeah. Can't play the Y.
No.
I watched the All 22 on Mac. Let me tell you something. It ain't good.
That man is drunk.
He's washed.
He's washed.
I'll tell you what. That Mac Murray Carrington. He's washed. I know. He's terrible. He should never be on a field.
Man, I hope you get wiped out. But I hope it's all like good. I don't want any sort.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, though, like if you were to blow your knee out, I would assume that like the stadium would pay for it, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now I'm having second thoughts about this.
You're a funny man, Dusty Likens. You better have your health insurance.
Yeah. By the deadline. Yeah. We remember that story. Here's the story of Terrell Hatton.
That was obviously a very nice phone call to receive, and I was very. Yeah, I was over the moon, to be honest, and then also John had just won the individual, so we had a bit of a tear-up, and that was a messy night in the end.
Sign of things to come, maybe, from Bethpage?
I do not want to feel that bad the next day. That was aggressive. I won't go into the details of what state that I woke up to, but...
Where did you wake up?
But if you want to know, I'll tell you. When I did actually get back into the room, I fell across the bed sideways and face down in that position. And then I've woken myself up throwing up in that position. I've then fallen back asleep in that position. And then as I've woken up, I've got like sick all down my arms, both sides, all down my shirt. I get off the bed, like walk around to the bathroom, look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, I've got sick in my face, in my beard. How I set an alarm to make the flight for the few hours time, I don't know.
So Terrell Hatton went after it after they won the Ryder Cup 2 years ago in Europe. Brutal, dude.
Ew.
He's not getting his deposit back from that hotel.
No, I like how they call it sick. We call it puke. And in Europe, they call it sick, I guess. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I had sick in my beard.
Got sick on me. Got sick over here. So they had a real tear up. I like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a real tear up. I'm sure if you have sick in your beard, you really did have a tear up.
That's awesome.
What's the biggest tear up you've ever had?
I don't drink Hawaiian Punch anymore. Because I thought it'd be a good idea when I was younger and my buddies and I were trying to sneak a drink. We found Smirnoff vodka and we weren't going to drink it straight because we're, you know, not ever drank before.
Well, I wouldn't drink Smirnoff straight either, though. But yeah, that's cool.
I was like, well, I got Hawaiian Punch in a can in my fridge in the garage. So I went and got Hawaiian Punch from downstairs fridge.
You're ruining Hawaiian Punch for me right now.
Haven't had it. I promise you on everything I own, I have not had it since this day because here's the key factor. Never drank before in my life. Mixed Smirnoff vodka with Hawaiian Punch. Drank about three of them. And I had a waterbed.
So you got seasick too?
I literally laid out my waterbed and that first like ripple went through. I mean, it looked like The Exorcist, but red. And I've yet to ever even touch, smell, drink Hawaiian Punch since that moment.
Can I be honest? Can I tell something I probably have never said before? I've never thrown up from drinking.
Oh,
damn.
You didn't party hard enough.
The hell I didn't. No, I don't.
See, I mean,
I feel queasy, and now if I drink on a Friday, it takes till Tuesday before I'm starting to feel better because of the age. and all that. But
that's why I like to just get it out.
I mean, I couldn't tell. I don't know that I've puked since the 80s.
I remember you saying that. That's
save crazy. Maybe a food poisoning here or there that I've had, but I really didn't puke much during food poisoning. A lot of it was bile and came out the other end for me. So
good morning.
Like throwing up is not a big deal in my world, but I remember passing out in a bathtub in Detroit with my wife after I got a job offer at her family's wedding. I remember, you know, numerous times in college waking up and going, where am I? And then there was the one time I flew back from Las Vegas that I've told the story. I landed in Omaha, Nebraska. And I'm like, oh, my God, how the hell did I get here?
Fun place.
Not when you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, when you're...
I mean, I drank so much Jaeger bombs one night, it looked like somebody changed their oil in my toilet. Yeah.
I won't drink gin anymore.
Come on, man. Dude.
No, gin, I'm out on gin. Out? I we did shots.
Oh, we love gin.
Yeah,
I just want to win gin.
I do love gin, but not gin. except Jin Wong with G-I-N. The White Sox. Love him. He's a great dude. The G-I-N, gin. Ugh, God. We were at a wedding in Topeka, Kansas, and we were 21, and that's like that's really kind of what they had. They had gin or whatever, so we were doing shots. It was that Seagram 7 gin back in the day. Oh, God. Somewhere Maloney's going, yep, been there.
Yeah, Maloney, every story. Like, yep, sounds good. Me too, last night.
Somebody says from the 913. Yeah. Someone says from the 913, throwing up flaming hot Cheetos might be one of the worst.
Oh, damn.
That's like little Nicky. Like, you're... No chance.
What about you, Mac? Have you had a...
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, you talked about ended up on the side of the street next to my house. Almost made it, wasn't quite there. Yeah, multiple bad moments.
But I knew a guy that I used to work with here. We had the BMA golf tournament one year. Mm. He had moved the day before, took an Uber, had the wrong address in his thing, right? Ended up at the house, couldn't get in, somehow passed out, calls me from a hospital.
Oh, no.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mother's looking for it was unbelievable. That's the BMA golf tournament coming up October 24th. If you're interested, BMA golf, just check out bmafoundation.org. Awesome. Sign up your foursome now. But it was insane, yeah, man.
Maybe you'll make a mess of yourself.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.